Around the World in 80 Days, written and read by Michael Palin. The compulsive urge to travel is a recognised psychical condition. It has its own word, dromomania, and I'm glad to say I suffer from it. The ambition of every dromomaniac is a circumnavigation of the planet, but it's a less fashionable journey now than in Jules Verne's day. Part of the reason is that you can do it by air in 36 hours, a technological feat that Verne would have greatly appreciated. But air travel shrink-wraps the world, leaving it small, odourless, tidy, and usually out of sight. There are container vessels, which will take you round in 63 days, but you'll see only water on 58 of those. The reason why Phileas Fogg's 80-day journey retains its appeal is that it is still the minimum time needed to go round the world and notice it, to see it, smell it, and touch it at the same time. The pace of non-aerial travel has not much changed since Fogg set out in 1872. Trains may be a little faster, but there are certainly no high-speed rail links yet across India, China, or the USA. Passenger services have practically disappeared from the world's shipping lanes, whilst at the same time the armoury of bureaucratic obstacles, visas, permits, passports and carnets, has proliferated. Recourse to air travel, even as a convenient means of escape for us, was not allowed. But these were challenges, and challenges helped to make an adventure, and an adventure was what I was after when I signed up. This diary is a record of success and failure, of euphoria and deep gloom, of friends made and advice and help generously given on what must still be the ultimate terrestrial journey. There was never time to dig very deep, and those expecting profound...